brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days to the most important election in world history. I am your host, Alex Jones. Very honored and blessed that you've joined us tonight. Remember, listeners, when you decide to share the links from Infowars.com/show of the live broadcast and the other broadcasts we do from band.video from the live show section and from Real Alex Jones on X, as well as the new great folks, the Alex Jones Network, AJN Live, at AJN Live on X. Be sure and follow that as well. That is critical no matter what happens to Infowars to keep track of where we are. And what's going on, that's an action item at AJN Live on X. Be sure and follow that and tell folks to follow that. Because we are not intending to let them in 24 days, if InfoWars is shut down at auction, to be able to stop what we're doing. So even if you can't support by buying incredible products, thealexjonesstore.com or other sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, you can certainly support by word of mouth in the information war. When you take action, we're unstoppable. When you don't, we're dead in the water. Now, I've been on air 30 years and 6 months, and I read the Globalist's own books, their own documents, their own statements. I watched C-SPAN. I interviewed all the top experts. I grew up around family that was aware of all this. I had a leg up. That's why I was ahead of the curve a little bit. But I'm just somebody that was into history and understood that the Globalist already had incredible power, and everything they talked about doing in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, early 90s, they had gotten done, basically, 95% of it. And I looked at the rest of it, and it was so hellish. Ending the family, promoting pedophilia, world government, no borders, robots taking over our jobs, depopulating us by at least 80%. And I'm like, man, that sounds really hellish if they do the rest of this. It'd be like if there was some bank robber that had robbed 10 banks in the town over the last few months, and he said, I'm going to rob 10 more next week, and I'm going to shoot every teller when I go in there. And then they go in the next week and rob a bunch of banks and kill all the tellers, and the next they say, next, I'm going to blow up an elementary school. Do something about this. Better post armed guards at the schools or cancel school. I mean, I play the clips of the WEF where they're like, the future is not human and we don't believe in God, but we'll be God soon. Klaus Schwab, Kurzweil, Yuval Noah Harari. I mean, and you're like, oh, they're just a bunch of lunatics. No, they're not. A year and a half ago, the UN voted to make the WEF more important than the Security Council and co-rule with them. That's the corporate arm of the globalists coming into the global government. So here's the deal. I remember 30 years ago, 20 years ago, Ron Paul and everybody would warn, well, when the debt gets too big one day, they'll just, you know, announce a new global currency and roll it all in, and all of our assets, the national parks and everything will be put into one ledger, because they'd been talking about it then. Not like Ron Paul pulled that out of his trash can or out of his apple tree in his backyard or out of his ass, excuse my French. And now we're here. We see here's the leg up we have. You're not going to have to wait for civil unrest and martial law. They're officially announcing it's coming and signing the executive orders saying it's legal, even though it's really not. You're not going to have to wait for the FDIC to do bail-ins and grab part of your bank account. They're announcing it's imminent. Want to see the clip again? The Board of Governors of it. You're not going to have to wait for any of this anymore because it's all here. It's not like the, you know, Ron Paul 30 years ago or Ronald Reagan 45 years ago or Anthony Sutton 50 years ago or G. Edward Griffin 50 years ago. You get front row seats to it going down. Going down now. Reminds me of the Led Zeppelin song. So, the dam's already broken. And let me just show you some of these headlines here that we've got on the economy. And that's why the power structure doesn't care about the law or anything anymore. While they're openly announcing illegal aliens can vote all over the country while telling you you're insane if you talk about it. Consumers running out of money. Former Target exec offers dire warning ahead of Christmas. Zero hedge. Financial bombshell. Top banks now calling gold the ultimate asset, and the U.S. dollar continues to weaken as the global reserve currency. CNBC. That's what we're linked to there. Let me show you some more. Look at this chart. And this is right on the Federal Reserve website. They admit this. Collapse is coming. Unrelated losses at U.S. banks at least seven times higher than during the 2008 financial crisis. We'll talk to Kirk Elliott about that in a moment. Then it continues on here. Gold breaks 2,700 barrier for the first time on safe haven demand. CNBC. Gold is the last safe haven as treasuries face risk from soaring U.S. debt. Bank of America. And I've got more big banks and the communist Chinese, and they've all been secretly buying it up. India was buying it secretly. We told you about that a year ago. Now it's all admitted, and now they're saying, oh, look for the biggest consumer boom ever as consumers discover all this. But Kirk Elliott, since he was on Friday, things are getting very intense now. So instead of having him on once a week, every 2 weeks, we have him almost every day. We're going to go over this news stack in this hour. He sent me that just since he was on 48 hours ago, or I guess technically 52 hours ago he was on with us, on Friday. Here it is. We're going to go over this whole stack, and we've got videos and everything else, but things are moving quickly. So since you were with us on Friday, Dr. Elliott, tell us about the new situation and what's unfolding, because things are moving, as you said, very quickly.
Very quickly. I mean, this might be the most important financial show we've ever done because the banks are about to fail. And we've talked, oh boy, over the last couple of months, how since July, Warren Buffett has dumped, you know, it was $7 billion worth of Bank of America. As of today, it's about $10.6 billion of Bank of America. So at this point, he's under 10% total ownership. This was one of his top three holdings forever. I mean, he loved BOA stock, right? So now that he's under 10%, he doesn't have to report anymore any selling. He's probably going to get rid of all of it. And so we start putting the dots, you know, connecting the dots here. It's like, why is he dumping all this stuff, right? Why would he dump one of his favorite stocks? Well, it's not only that he's sold. So when you look at what Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company, has sold recently, it sold all of its commercial banks, except for Citi. That's the only one that hasn't, but I would assume that one's coming next. Since early 2020, he sold all of them. He sold 100% of his 346 million shares in Wells Fargo. He sold 100% of its 150 million shares in U.S. Bank, sold 100% of the 60 million shares in J.P. Morgan, sold 100% of the 12 million shares in Goldman Sachs. He's getting out of the banking, right? But he's not the only one. Ray Dalio of Bridgewater, largest hedge fund in the world, he's dumping every American bank. So get a load of this. So he's dumped $100 million of Bank of America and every other bank stock too, including J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Bank of Hawaii, PNC Financial, Citizens Financial, Capital One.
And by the way, you predicted all this, and we've got to find the clips, but most viewers saw this, starting about 6 months ago or early summer. Yeah, about 6 months ago, you started predicting by the end of the year they could not stop the open collapse of banks.
Yeah. I don't think that they can. See, we saw the writing on the wall when Silicon Valley Bank went under in March of last year. So in March, and we always have to say, well, why? Why do banks fail? Well, it's simple. They run out of money, right? So they have more withdrawals coming in than they have deposits going in. And when their investments are bad, like what do most banks invest in? Commercial real estate. Commercial real estate stinks, Alex. Even our office here in Denver is down 50% in value in the last 2 years. 50%. I'm glad we're not selling it, right? Because we wouldn't without just absolutely just getting obliterated, right? So it's down 50%. Commercial real estate all over the country is because people are running out of money. Just in the last week alone, just literally the last 7 days, The amount of withdrawals from banks is a staggering $85 billion. $85 billion has come out in the last week. Why is it coming out? Well, because people need it, right? That's why money leaves banks, is because they need it. Or they're just really afraid, but I don't know what they would do with it other than they're probably buying gold or silver, something that's real, something that's tangible, because they see banking failure on the horizon.
What you predicted on the show a year ago would be the big outcome of this.
So the big outcome, I think that the what started, people right now, Alex, are starting to feel like something's not right. Right. For the first time in a year, outside of InfoWars listeners and people that watch Alex Jones show who are very well informed, most of the world just think, nah, it's going to be OK. It's always OK. Right. But now people are starting to get the sense maybe this is not going to be OK because of everything you talked about the hour before we just started talking about the wars and the rumors of wars. Is there going to be a nuclear war in the Middle East? Why is China doing what they're doing? Right. People are just running scared. So they're pulling money out and they're putting money into something that's real. So when you have that many withdrawals in 1 week alone, $85 billion, it tells us probably why Ray Dalio and Warren Buffett are dumping all their banking shares. They know that there's not much left. And so here's the problem that they know, that we know, because you exposed it. When we talked about the FDIC being underinsured, they only have 1.17% of all deposits.